Republican Tom Petri has represented the 6th Congressional District since Jimmy Carter was president, but shortly after GOP State Senator Glenn Grothman announced he was taking on Petri this year, the moderate Petri decided to retire. 10 years ago, Grothman defeated moderate GOP State Senator Mary Panzer when Grothman wanted to move up from the state assembly. During that campaign, a woman named Renee held a sign with one of the letters of Grothman's last name.
I'm holding the M for Grothman, because he is the man.
Grothman was barely the GOP voter's man 2 months ago when he narrowly won the Republican congressional primary against three other candidates. Democrats quickly began issuing press releases highlighting some of the controversial statements Grothman has made during 20 years in the state legislature. Statements about equal pay for women, restricting abortion, criticizing immigrants, the Martin Luther King state holiday, and other topics.
I would like to welcome you today to the debate featuring the candidates for the 6th Congressional District.
This morning, during a forum carried on WOSH Radio, Grothman remained outspoken. For one thing, he criticized proposed Environmental Protection Agency rules aimed at reducing carbon dioxide emissions and easing climate change.
And we really haven't had any global warming in this country for about 15 years now. So as the result, I think part of it is addressing a problem that we may find out is not a problem at all.
Grothman says the science regarding climate change is not settled. Grothman's Democratic opponent is Winnebago County Executive Mark Harris. Harris says climate change is probably a settled science.
To the extent that it's man-made or natural, there's probably some room for debate. But the fact that there is global warming occurring is really hard to deny if you look at pictures of the polar ice caps.
So Harris says it makes sense to reduce carbon emissions and boost industries that create alternative forms of energy. The two candidates have also been out separately speaking to smaller groups.
Good afternoon, everyone.
This week at a senior's home in Mequon, Mark Harris told roughly 30 people about his hopes for a modest increase in the minimum wage to leave women in control of their health care decisions, to help college students struggling with loans, and protect Social Security by raising the amount of income subject to Social Security taxes. It's a platform that sounds good to Mequon resident Jack Prater, who used to vote Republican but more recently has sided with Democrats. Prater says he sees Harris as someone who can be bipartisan.
Anyone who has a record in which they're saying they can work with other parties and will want to try to work with other parties and have proven in the past that they can work with other parties, anyone in that situation deserves our vote.
But Harris did not win over everyone at the Mequon event. Businessman David Charney says he's leaning towards State Senator Grothman because of the Republicans' opposition to raising the minimum wage and general pro-business agenda. Charney says he does not agree with everything Grothman has said.
At the end of the day, he's going to represent, yes, the people in the district, but that doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to represent all the ideals that I represent with.
Libertarian Gus Fahrendorf is also on the November ballot. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.